Now, this time of year, lots of things are happening to try to make the world a little bit nicer for everyone in the run-up to Christmas. But this particular campaign, I think, is lovely. And it's been launched by the Friends of the Elderly Ireland. And it's all about reaching out to people in your community who might be feeling a bit lonely this Christmas or living on their own, and who could do with hearing a familiar voice on the end of the phone. To tell us about the Silent Night campaign, I'm joined by Deborah Costello, who is the Fundraising and Communications Manager with Friends of the Elderly Ireland. Deborah, welcome to the programme.
Thanks so much, Deirdre.
Tell us a little bit about this campaign and who it aims to help out.
Yes. So this is our Silent Night Christmas campaign. And I suppose the background maybe for your listeners, I suppose, you know, Silent Night, one of the most beautiful Christmas carols we have. And when your listeners probably hear it, they can imagine the Christmas tree and the twinkling lights and the presents and the table set, you know, with the tablecloth and the tea cosy, all set out lovely. And I suppose for an older person, what we're trying to say is that Christmas is just another silent night where nobody calls and nobody visits. So what we're trying to do through our campaign is raise the awareness of loneliness with older people, and to try and, you know, have members of the public be conscious of that, so that they make that 5-minute phone call to an older family friend, relative, neighbour, just to break, as you say, the monotony of the day, to just check in with them and just make them less lonely. So that's really what our campaign is about. Obviously, this time of the year, we are looking for donations because it is a fundraising appeal, but it's really about making people aware that there's so many people, especially older people, have nobody.
Yeah, and it's so sad. And there are also, of course, Deborah, people who have family, but the family don't, you know, for whatever reason, yes, don't bother with them.
Yes, absolutely. And I think that sometimes I think that can be even harder, because they remember what it was like to have full rooms and busy houses and setting the table, and, you know, and now it's just quiet, you know. And we spoke to one of our members, and he said he had a very busy house. He had, you know, friends would come in, his children would have friends, and it was always a hustle and bustle going around. And now he just doesn't know how every single room is quiet.
Yeah.
It's just there's no sound. That's what he finds the most difficult.
And I think as well, during the years of COVID, Deborah, that people of a certain generation, they lost the habit, out of fear, it has to be said, yeah, of calling around to each other's houses. Mm-hmm. And it's not always easy to get back into that habit. You know, older people, if they always popped round to Mary down the road for a cup of tea, maybe they don't, yeah, do that anymore, because the fear is still there, even though COVID is not as big an issue as it used to be. But I, yeah, think a lot of old people are still afraid, and maybe that's why they're not calling around to each other too.
Just that little bit of, you know, people got very frightened during COVID, because when you think about, all they heard was that they were the ones who were going to be affected the most. And we even see it with our own members. You know, they've lost mobility from not using their muscles and getting out and about. So their mobility has been affected, but also their confidence. And you're quite right, their confidence has been affected. So it's probably easier for them to say, do you know what, I won't go down to Mary for the cup of tea, I'll just stay at home. And then it's just a vicious cycle.
You fall out of the habit of it. Yeah.
You fall out of the habit. I'm sure Mary would be delighted to see you coming down for the cup of tea, or even something as simple as going to mass. That all went by the wayside. So people were up, out and active. So what we're trying to do is to encourage people, get back out there, start living your life. You know, we're very lucky in Ireland that we have, we are now we live the longest in Europe, okay? That has been just recently released. So that's fantastic. But what we're trying to do is to increase the quality of that longer life, to make people understand that they can actually live longer lives in a positive way. It's to promote positive aging. It's to say, look, do you know what? Just because I'm 70 doesn't mean I can't go on holiday, or just because I'm 85 doesn't mean that I can't still go out and do my daily swim. You know, it's all about our mindset. And I think it's also about the mindset of younger people realizing how much older people still have to contribute to society, what they've contributed to our society as it is, but how much more they still have to give. And I think it's about changing that mindset and us all coming together in a very community way of checking in and saying, right, okay, she's not going down for the cup of tea. I know my mum isn't, or my gran or my auntie or the next door neighbour. Maybe I'll just check in and say, look, you know, it is okay to do this. Or, you know, maybe she might just need somebody to chat with that day. So it's...
Exactly.
It's pulling together.
I wonder as well, do a lot of us assume that somebody else is calling in? Like if there's a gentleman down the road who's a widower, and I'm just speaking about this hypothetically, and you know, everyone knows him and the neighbours salute him. And I often think that everybody assumes that somebody else calls in on him or checks him or invites him around for a drink at Christmas or whatever. But, you know, so we can't assume that either, you know?
No. Well, do you know what you could probably do then is, if you feel that way, assume then that he would like a second invitation, and you be that second invitation, or you be that second caller, or that second person to make the phone call. So just assume, even if you do assume, or somebody else is doing it, well, let's assume he wants a second person, and I'm going to be that second person, so that, you know, we're not waiting for somebody else to do it. Because I know everybody has busy lives. Very much so. And I think, you know, with COVID and getting back into society and people working from home, people seem to be working longer, and it can be very difficult for a work-life balance. But just being able to set aside 5 minutes a day, or maybe, as I heard you speaking about, you know, family sitting down together, that is something that really has gone by the wayside because of busy lives. It could be a case, I know, say, in my own family, I have 3 boys, and I would have to say to them, did you check in on your nan? Did you, you know, maybe you do it today, maybe you, you know, it's just so that we all can kind of take responsibility. But also, they get to speak to lots of people, and they love it.
They do.
You know, older people, they love it. It's just to break that sound of silence.
Yeah, so make that phone call, whether it's your grandmother, your mom, your dad, maybe a friend of your parents, if your parents have passed. Maybe they have a friend who could do with that call.
Yeah, absolutely. Or if you're out and you're having a cup of coffee and you just see them sitting at a table by themselves, just on your way out, just stop and say hello. How's your day? How's it going?
Yeah.
You know, we can all do it. And we are all busy. I do get that. But just that 5 minutes makes a big, big difference.
Well said. Absolutely well said, Deborah. Well, look, I think it's a great campaign, the Silent Night campaign.
Thank you, Deirdre.
Thank you for coming on and chatting to us about it, and hopefully we've given people a little bit of food for thought as we head into the festive period. Great. Deborah, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon.
Thanks, Deirdre. Bye now.
That's Deborah Costello there, fundraising and communications manager with Friends of the Elderly Ireland. And you never know, there could be somebody listening this afternoon who needed to hear that today. So make that phone call, folks.